Colleagues, could I have the attention of the board members, please? We have to triage what's left of our day, our schedule, public time, executive session, and try to get some stuff accomplished in the time available. We have an affiliates call-in set for 20 minutes from now at 3 p.m. We have public comment time certain at 4 p.m. I'd like to be a little bit flexible to try and get as much done as we can between now and 5:30. So we have about 3 hours to do some public session before we break for dinner and go back into closed session for the evening. We have the bylaws timeline that we were attempting to approve yesterday. I think we might be able to get that done in the 20 minutes that's available between now and affiliates. And depending on how many affiliates we actually talk to, whether it runs a half hour or an hour, if it only runs half an hour, that would give us sufficient time to perhaps hear the ED's report. Then we would have public comment. Maybe by then we have the NFC chair back, we get NFC, or we go back to committee reports. But I'd like to have a little bit of flexibility since I'm not sure how long each of these items will take, and we just get as much of it out of the way as we can. Is that acceptable to the members? Thank you, Campbell. The timeline's in here? Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Campbell. So we'll consider that like agenda approval for the afternoon portion. Thank you. Thank you, Campbell. All right. Are we on the stream, John? Fantastic. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of July 22nd, 2012, convening at 2:40 p.m. Pacific, 5:40 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Fia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Laura Priebus. Here. Tracy Rosenberg. Dan Siegel.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Ivan Alsame.
Here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Revlon Gall.
Present.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ali Lexa.
Yes, here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Teresa Allen.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Presente.
Carolyn Burden. Not here. Okay. Kathy Davis. Not here. Alex Steinberg. Not here. Despite those absences, Madam Chair, Summer Reese.
Present.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
LeVar Williams.
Present.
Andy Gall.
Present.
Despite the absences, Your Honor.
Well, in that case, I will make a ruling. Yes, Madam Secretary. Thank you, Madam Secretary. All right. All levity aside, George, could you go ahead and do you have the language on both the motion and the substitute by perchance or no?
I have
your motion.
I have my motion. I don't have Bill's substitute.
Okay, but I presume Bill has.
The sense of it is very simple. There's an addition in Lydia's motion, which is of a little bit of an extra fillip, but what I suggest we do is just redo it. I'll read Lydia's motion, which is for the votes for the bylaws to be in November. That's the substance of it. There's one little piece extra.
Okay.
Bill wanted it to be in October.
Right.
So I suggest I read this in, make the motion.
The motion, right.
Put it back on the floor, and then Bill can put the amendment back on the floor, and we can move on.
Fantastic. Thank you, George. So go ahead, please do so.
Okay, so all properly posed bylaws shall be proposed on August 16th. This is the little fillip. They don't have to actually be there until September 2nd. Amendments shall be held until September 2nd, 2012, 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, quote, the notice date. On the notice date, September 2nd, 2012, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement twice a day for a period of 60 days, the notice period, September 2nd through October 31st, 2012. The Pacifica National Board shall, by a majority of all directors on the board and on the notice bylaws amendments on November 1st, 2012, and by a majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the all three of the five of the it doesn't make a sentence, unfortunately. The Pacific National Board shall, by a majority of all directors on the board on the notice bylaws amendments on November 1st, 2012, and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations in the same month. I think there's a vote left out. Shall vote by a majority of all directors on the board and on the... Let me get the wording of this, make it a coherent sentence, but the substance of it is the PNB and the boards have to vote within November. The first date that they can vote is November 1st. The last date is November 30th. And all six organizations have to vote in that time.
Thank you, George. And who was your second?
Who
is the second?
Lydia seconded it. Okay.
Lydia. Okay. Brazone seconds. Go ahead, Lydia. Please, someone give her a microphone.
So, Andy. So the when we get into like the amendments that we're going to be proposing, there are some amendments that I believe may require a membership vote, which you can opine about separately. But my question is, do you believe, by reading the bylaws section, which you'll have to look up, that the timeline must include that membership vote, period, or is it, as I always believe, that once the PMB and once the assemblies, the three LSBs vote, which would then be November 30th, that if the membership vote is triggered at that point, that then you allow for that membership vote to be post this timeline. Did that make sense? Or does it have to be, or do we have to factor in that membership vote before that?
It makes sense, and your explanation makes sense and would seem reasonable. I'd like to have an opportunity to specifically consider the bylaws provision.
Okay.
Could you? I've got the bylaws here. Where can you just where it is? And I mean, I'll respond in 2 seconds, but I'll look through it. Okay.
It's toward the end. It's the amendments process. It says amending the bylaws.
Thank you. I think that's something that legal counsel can give an opinion on later. Doesn't necessarily affect the vote today in terms of the timeline for us, does it, Lydia?
No, it does because
in what way?
Well, because do we have to factor in extra time for a membership vote in there for the possibility of a membership vote, or can we just assume that pending the LSBs, we can aggregate it, which takes us into beyond November 30th? That's my concern here.
Okay. Andy will have to render the opinion, but it sounds like one can decide on October or November, probably regardless of that, but I won't. We'll wait to hear from Andy. Bill, did you want to make your substitute?
More of an amendment.
I move to amend this up 1 month so that the voting period would be in October rather than November, and then the notice date would be 60 days before October 1st, which I believe is August 2nd.
Thank you. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, great.
And then clearly there's still the 60-day notice period and everything else that the bylaws requires.
Thank you. Some discussion as desired? Okay, I've got Lydia. I've got Ken. I know we did some of this yesterday, so let's not talk ad nauseum, but whatever's necessary. Lydia, do you want a microphone?
So my opposition to the earlier date is that historically one of the reasons that we don't get amendments passed is because we don't do enough of the advance work. I think this year has been a little bit different. We at least have been vetting some of these things in governance. But even then, especially because we're talking about amendments dealing with the reduction of board size, that we really need to have discussions both at our local levels and blah, 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 even individually. And in some instances, well, maybe it's best to divide this because it affects one class and things keep coming up that have some bearing on these amendments. The other thing is when you rush into it, you haven't vetted it sufficiently to, A, we have to have Andy's opinion on several of these.
Before that, it speaks to the timeline. I just want to be clear because there are challenges.
Well, but potentially, Andy, if if a motion that might, say, require a membership vote does not pass three LSBs in the PNB, then it's not something with which we would have to consider, right? I mean, is this something we could take up at the point at which something becomes relevant?
I would think so.
Okay. And we're okay. We can move on with it. Thank you.
That's been my interpretation, but a chair of another committee had a different one, so.
Oh, microphone, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Hi, Stream. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Ken, you were next on stage.
Yeah, I support the concept of accelerating the handling of bylaws amendments. However, unfortunately, the month of November is fraught with personal holidays and difficulties. So I, you know, it's moving into holiday season, and I favor Bill's amendment or substitute motion because it'll provide more opportunity for the LSB to meet and approve or reject the bylaws amendments. It may require more diligence and faster work to accommodate it, but I think November will be ineffective.
Thank you. Are there other members who wish to be heard before we go to a vote on the substitute and the main motion? Okay, fantastic. We're only dealing with dates here. I'm glad it's not that controversial. All right. So the substitute motion will set the date timeline for October for voting by the LSBs. That is the substitute. If you support that, then vote yes.
Without objection?
Oh, you're good, Campbell. I don't know. No, because there's people, if you got two different things going on, you know there's an objection, right? Okay, otherwise we'd have consensus and we could move on. All right. So, if you support that the time deadline would be basically next week for submitting your bylaws amendments, and the 60 days would expire in October for the LSBs to then do their voting, then vote for the substitute. If you do not, I'm sorry?
August 2nd.
Thank you. Well, that's almost next week, right? Close enough for non-governmental work. If you do not support that, then you vote no on the substitute, which will bring the main motion to the floor, and that has the November deadline, giving an additional month at the front end to write bylaws amendments, but landing us square in the middle of holidays, voting, and several other things in November for the LSB. So it's a judgment call, which you think is more important. So, or whatever. But, I mean, if you support October as your deadline month, vote yes on the substitute. If you support November, then vote no and vote on that one, okay? So that's what's in front of you is the substitute, which is the October deadline. Yes, Revelyn. Go on. Microphone, please.
Is there a fund drive in November?
Our fund drives are typically scheduled to be September, October, depending on the station. There's sometimes some overlap at the fiscal year there if they're... Mm-hmm. That's another discussion why they sometimes get moved up. But anyway, September, October, not necessarily November because people don't really want to do
Thank
that
you.
Then. Arlene, go ahead and take the mic, please. Oh, and then, of course, there's the internal elections.
There is an archives fund drive 2 days in November.
There is? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I wasn't aware of that. Please.
This doesn't require any on-air time, so I don't see it's a conflict with fund drives whenever they are, no matter when we set this.
Okay, thank you. Any other clarifications, points of information, questions, opinions?
Yes, well,
Lydia.
When we vote, can you include the notice date so that people are clear? They're hearing November, October, but they're not hearing necessarily August, September.
Okay, I don't have the, if I could see the motion in front of me, it'd be so much easier. It's August 2nd, correct, which would be October 2nd to October 31st, and otherwise it would be September 2nd with November 2nd through, what, 30th? Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. The difference is, yes, George?
Not exactly. You can take the whole month of October, so you can do it for October 1st, but since August has 31 days, you want to start on August 2nd.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So I could go from the 1st through the 31st? Is that what you...
You can vote from the 1st to the 31st of October.
Okay. Thank you. So those...
Point of information, I don't see... You can submit a bylaws change?
No. He means you can hold the LSB meeting if someone were meeting on the 1st. Most of us do not meet at the first day of the month.
August 2nd would be the last date to submit.
Thank you.
Submit a bylaws
change. Thank you to meet the 60 days notice period. So just to reiterate, substitute motion is on the floor. It would have the August 2nd deadline for submission of bylaws amendments, 60-day notification period with voting upon those amendments by the LSBs sometime between October 1st and 31st is when that would have to occur. If you support that timeline, then vote yes on the substitute. If you do not, vote no, and the next one, which has a November deadline, will be on the floor. Madam Secretary, could you, I guess we could do, this isn't that controversial, we could do a hand count on this one, I suppose. Yeah. All right, all those in favor of the substitute with the October timeline, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. Okay. Okay, so it was 6 yes, 7 no. Substitute fails. Moving on, main motion is on the floor, which would have a submission deadline of September 2nd. Why is it the 2nd? I'm missing something.
Let me read. There was a little bit extra in...
Yes, if you could read the motion in its entirety, George, yes. That would probably be helpful for the members.
Okay, the little bit extra was that, as it's written, the last day for submitting amendments would be August 16th. That is to say, a period of time was put in this in order to get things together, check the wording, edit the things, and see to it that they're put up on the website. So I would suggest that we consider that separately.
Some buffer time is what you're talking
about? Yes, whether we want to do that or not, it makes August 16th the date that you have to submit. So I'll move to separate the questions, and let's vote on that.
Okay, separate them for me, please, because I am not clear, and others are probably not as well.
So
go ahead and give me the separate pieces.
The notice date and the time when you have to submit the bylaws amendment could be different. In the way it was proposed by Lydia, which is what I read earlier, it was different. It's August 16th is the date you have to submit the bylaws by, and the notice date would be September 2nd, which gives you basically 2 weeks to put it together, edit them, and do whatever else you think you need. So I'd like to separate that from the main motion and just have a vote on that.
Why do you want to separate it exactly?
Well, because some people might
object to it.
Want it in November, but not want to have this.
I don't object, and that was my addendum, and I can speak to that separately
after
we do the basic timeline.
All right, so then... Well, no, because see, the two are tied together. You can't do the basic timeline without having a submission date, can you?
No, you can.
You mean in terms of the posting? You're just having the posting date then?
No, the September 2nd is a bylaws requirement, and what we did last year was that we noticed which bylaws we were going to do. When Ken did it, right, he noticed one that then I questioned about it requiring a membership vote, an opinion of which we got in those two-week period. And then that kept it off as a bylaws that was posted because it would have been mooted by the attorney's opinion. That's the benefit of that addendum. But the actual notice date required by in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I concur with George for the purposes of moving this.
You think it's more efficacious to go ahead and do them as two separate issues just in case someone objects to having that two-week buffer, you still pass
exactly.
The timeline?
Got exactly.
It. Let's do it. All right, shall we go with the timeline first and then deal with the buffer zone afterwards?
That would work fine.
Fantastic. Thank you. So the main motion, which is on the floor now at this time, is the bylaws amendment timeline. With notice date of September 2nd and 60 days of notice with the voting by the respective local station boards occurring any time between November 1st and 30 days, right? November 30th?
That's
November
right.
Yeah, thank you. I remember that stuff. Okay, and November 30th. So we do have to pass a timeline here. So if you support that motion, please raise your hand. And if you do not. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay. All those opposed? Abstentions would be everyone who didn't raise their hand, I presume.
Okay.
Secretary, I counted 14. 14 in favor. Timeline passes. Now go ahead and give us the language on the, and we're at time on affiliates. We'll go to them in a second.
So the only extra phrase we need to consider is all properly proposed bylaws shall be proposed on August 16th, amendments shall be held until September 2nd.
And submitted to the PNB, is that what it is?
Right, which is also bylaws amendment language, that you hold them until September 2nd. So
it doesn't give a specific amount of time to do it. It just says you have to hold them and put them all up at one time.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Yeah, so even if you did it August 30th, you have to hold them until September 2nd.
Gotcha.
My choice of August 16th was only because the PNB is already meeting there, so as not to add a separate date, an additional meeting
my
date.
Amen, my birthday's that week. You know I don't want another meeting.
Exactly. That's the only reason I picked that date.
Okay. So essentially, the deadline for submission to your colleagues on the PNB is August 16th, so that there's opportunity for discussion, blah, 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 no, posting, et cetera. No, what?
To notice it.
No,
to
but
notice
I'm saying,
the notice, yeah.
Yes, but we're having that two-week buffer so that whatever needs to occur technically, et cetera, occurs during those 2 weeks, and they will all be held and posted at the same time on September 2nd. Is that correct?
Yes,
correct.
But and to be clear, the PNB does not have to act on this at all. That is to say, we don't have to approve any of the bylaws amendments.
No, I understand. Yeah. Right, right. We would do that after the notice date.
Approval.
Right, okay. Yeah. Is there any objection to this proposal? Thank you. Without objection. Sometimes it's so nice. Thank you all. Okay, so motion passes. Thank you. Okay.